Hello and welcome. There's just one day to go for the JEE and 15 days to go for the NEET exams to be held, despite vociferous protests from students who've been pleading that these extremely competitive tests be postponed. They say it is unfair to conduct the examinations in the middle of a pandemic and expect them to run the risk of contracting a COVID-19 infection. Well, the time is upon us. It is no longer a debate over whether or not to hold this exam, but a debate over for students over whether to sit for it or not, especially for JEE students, because we are 24 hours away from the exam being held. The National Testing Agency, or the NTA, says that sufficient arrangements have been made to conduct the exam safely. So the only choice the students have right now is to either believe the authorities or choose not to sit for the exam and forgo a year. It is an excruciating dilemma to be in. And tonight on We the People, we will try and bring you the voices of these students, aspirants who've been preparing for this exam, gearing up for years, mentally preparing for peak performance on the day. What now? Well, joining us now is Yogesh Sahu. He's a JEE aspirant and he lives in Hosangabad in MP. And you know, Hosangabad was in the news today. So let's play out those shots. Hosangabad was in the news because of massive flooding. So Yogesh, thank you for joining us. When is your exam and where is your center?
2 tarikh ko 3 baje ki shift mein hai aur mera center yahan se mere ghar se 80 kilometer dur hai.
Okay, to aap wahan pe kaise pahunchoge?
मैम, अभी जो फ्लड यहाँ पे फ्लड आया हुआ है, दो दिन से यहाँ पे बाढ़ इतनी है कि आउटस्कर्ट्स में पानी, पूरे पानी पानी, और कांटेक्ट में ही नहीं है यहाँ पे भोपाल से. तो मुझे अभी तक पता नहीं है कि मैं कैसे जाऊँगा, और ये वेदर के ऊपर डिपेंड करता है कि मैं वहाँ पे जा पा रहा हूँ कि नहीं जा पा रहा हूँ. ऐसे सिचुएशन में एंजाइटी और स्ट्रेस के साथ मुझे वहाँ पे पहुँच के पेपर देना है अभी. और गवर्नमेंट का जो सब बोलना है वो सब ऑन पेपर बहुत अच्छा लग रहा है, बट ऑन पेपर के अलावा वो कुछ अभी यहाँ तक तो कोई अभी ना किसी ने मुझे कांटेक्ट किया है एनटीए की तरफ से, ना किसी ने कहीं से कांटेक्ट किया है कि मुझसे पूछा जाए कि मैं कैसे आ रहा हूँ या कुछ. सब मुझे लग रहा है कि मुझे ही खुद करना पड़ेगा, और मैं कैसे करूंगा अभी तक तो ये मैं जानता भी नहीं.
So instead of focusing on your studies and what you need to prepare for, you're also worried about all of this. So you're saying your center is about 80 kilometers away. That would be what, 4 hours by car? Up private vehicle se jaoge, aapki exam is on the 2nd of September, that's Wednesday at 3 o'clock. To fir aap kya time, what time will you leave home for the exam?
At least 9 a.m.
Okay, and this will depend on the roads, the weather, if it rains on Tuesday, etc. But Yogesh, tell me, are you just, what is your state of mind? Are you just preparing now? Have you given up? I mean, have you just resigned yourself to the fact that you just have to do this exam now? Or are you still hopeful that the Supreme Court will step in? Because, you know, the Supreme Court has already made a verdict in the UGC case. So they've set a precedent where they've said that they think that, you know, life will go on. Students should just accept the fact that this is life.
यस मैम, बट मैं अभी भी होपफुल हूँ कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट हमारे हक में दे फैसला, क्योंकि वो सब बोलने में अच्छा लग रहा है कि लाइफ इज स्टिल गो, लाइफ हैज टू गोज ऑन एंड ऑल वो. लेकिन अभी जो ऑन सिचुएशन है, अभी सिचुएशन भी तो हमारी समझनी चाहिए कि अभी कोरोना वायरस से तो हम हिम्मत करके जैसे तैसे जाएंगे, लेकिन जो फ्लड है उससे तो हम नहीं बच सकते ना. कोई अपने घर का सामान लेके थोड़ी ना हम सेंटर पे जा सकते हैं सिर पे उठा के.
ओके योगेश, थैंक यू, ऑल द बेस्ट. सो यू आर स्टिल होपफुल, आप कह रहे हो अभी तक आपकी आशा है कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट कुछ करेगी, बट आपके पास तो सिर्फ मंडे है ना, बिकॉज यू आर मंडे एंड ट्यूजडे.
यस मैम.
ओके, बट यू आर स्टिल होपफुल. ओके, थैंक यू फॉर टेकिंग टाइम आउट योगेश. आई नो यू बीन प्रिपेयरिंग अ लॉट, सो थैंक यू फॉर जॉइनिंग अस. यू नो, आई वांट टू आल्सो लेट आवर व्यूअर्स नो दैट वी स्पोक विद मेनी स्टूडेंट्स, वी हैड लाइंड अप मेनी स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम फ्लड अफेक्टेड एरियाज. मेनी ऑफ देम सेड दे डोंट हैव इलेक्ट्रिसिटी. इफ देयर फोन्स आर चार्ज्ड, इफ दे हैव इलेक्ट्रिसिटी इन द इवनिंग, दे विल जॉइन अस ऑन द शो. इफ नॉट, दे वोंट बी एबल टू. सो मेनी ऑफ दी स्टूडेंट्स, they say though that they are ready, and they will be let down if the examination does not take place, that they could lose a year, they could lose a momentum that they have been building up to, which they may not regain. Let's go across to another student who's joining us from Mumbai. This is Seher Bamla joins us from Mumbai. Seher, what's your point of view? You're ready. You are a NEET applicant, aspirant, or a JEE? Seher? Seher, can we try? Okay, let's try and get Seher back on. Do we have Harshal Kumar?
Ma'am?
Do we have Harshal? Okay, Harshal.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Harshal, you are also similar to Yogesh. You're from Bihar and you're also in an area where there you've seen lots of floods. And
yes,
you're
ma'am.
Sitting for the NEET exams. So you have two more weeks. But what's the situation for you
yes,
right
ma'am.
Now?
धन्यवाद मैम मैम आपने मुझे मौका दिया अभी मैं एग्जाम के लिए तैयार हूँ मैं नहीं चाहता हूँ कि एग्जाम कैंसिल हो या फिर ये जीरो ईयर कहलाए बट मैं चाहता हूँ कि एग्जाम पोस्टपोन हो क्योंकि सिचुएशन अभी कंड्यूसिव नहीं है जैसा कि आप सभी जानते हैं कि हम लोग पिछले 1.5 महीने से ये लड़ाई लड़ रहे हैं और हम लोगों ने सुप्रीम कोर्ट से भी एक लीगल रिप्लाई के लिए आशा किया था बट वो आशा अब निराशा में बदल चुका है तो फिर हम लोगों ने हार नहीं मानी और फिर अपने गवर्नमेंट और एनटीए से अप्रोच किया बट उन्होंने कोई टिप्पणी इस पे नहीं दी तो मुझे नहीं लगता है कि हम लोग डेमोक्रेटिक कंट्री में रह रहे हैं और डेमोक्रेसी फॉलो किया जा रहा है रही बात अभी 70-80% डेमोक्रेसी का मतलब ही मैम जनता के लिए होता है टू द पीपुल फॉर द पीपुल बाय द पीपुल अभी 70-80% बच्चा चाहता है कि एग्जाम पोस्टपोन हो क्योंकि जो बाकी के 10-20% बच्चे चाहते हैं एग्जाम हो इसलिए क्योंकि वो बच्चा के पास सारा सुविधा उपलब्ध है जो कि 70-80% बच्चे के पास उपलब्ध नहीं है तो यहाँ पे इक्वालिटी भी वायोलेट हो रहा है मैम तो अभी अभी जान रही हैं आप हमारे स्टेट में मैं बिहार से बिलोंग करता हूँ तो यहाँ पे फ्लड आ रखी है मेरे से 5 किलोमीटर दूर ही दूर की एरिया में फ्लड है जिसकी वजह से ट्रांसपोर्ट रुकी हुई है जो हम लोग 4 घंटे में ट्रैवल करते हैं जो डिस्टेंस वो 8 घंटे में ट्रैवल करना पड़ेगा जिसके वजह से बहुत हरासमेंट होंगी और फिर सेंटर के पास ना फूडिंग ना लॉजिंग कोई भी व्यवस्थाएं नहीं होंगी जिसकी वजह से हम लोग चाहते हैं थोड़ा सा समय मतलब अनुकूल हो जाए एग्जाम के लिए फिर एग्जाम लिया जाए
Those are some valid points, but Harshal, aapne kaha hai ki majority of students want these exams to be postponed for now. But on the other hand, our education minister is saying the opposite. He's saying that lakhs of students have downloaded their admit forms and that proves that they are ready and they want to do these exams. They want the exams to be held as scheduled. Kya ye sach hai?
Ma'am, actually, admit card download karna, it's a part of preparation, ma'am. तैयारी का एक पार्ट है अगर हम एडमिट कार्ड डाउनलोड नहीं करेंगे इवन एडमिट कार्ड में भी मेंशन रहता है कि एक दिन पहले एग्जाम सेंटर को जाके विजिट कर ले तो इट्स अ पार्ट ऑफ प्रिपरेशन मैम तो बच्चे तैयार कैसे होंगे पढ़ाई के साथ साथ एडमिट कार्ड भी डाउनलोड करेंगे सेंटर कहाँ पे दिया है इस सब के बारे में जानेंगे ताकि सुविधा होगा उनको वहां तक पहुंचने में ऑन एंड मतलब एट द टाइम तो कुछ होता नहीं है ना पहले से ही तो सारा कुछ करके रखा होता है ना तो इसलिए मैम एडमिट कार्ड डाउनलोड करना ये कोई इशू नहीं है मतलब कि बच्चे चाह रहे हैं एग्जाम देने
सो डिसइंजेन्यूअस यू आर सेइंग फॉर द एजुकेशन मिनिस्टर टू यूज दैट एज अ स्टैंडर्ड ऑफ टू यूज दैट टू क्लेम दैट स्टूडेंट्स आर रेडी टू टेक दीज एग्जाम्स थैंक यू सो मच हर्षल फॉर पुटिंग अक्रॉस योर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू सो वेल लेट्स ट्राई सहर अगेन सहर यू've हर्ड टू स्टूडेंट्स हु डोंट वॉन्ट द एग्जाम्स टू टेक प्लेस नाउ दे सेइंग पोस्टपोन इट यू've हर्ड ऑफ देयर डिफिकल्टीज बट यू रिप्रेजेंट स्टूडेंट्स हु डू वॉन्ट द एग्जाम्स टू टेक प्लेस व्हाट्स योर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू राइट नाउ
Absolutely, ma'am. So with all due respect to both the students who've been having so many problems in order to write their exams, I do respect their views. But now I'll tell you, the aspirants, their parents, exam center personnel, administrative officials of NTA, respective states and center all have a very vital role to play because this is a tough time for every single person. It has never happened before. So I think everyone must be a bit more headstrong and, you know, try to be a bit more headstrong and like as they say, life must go on. So the entrance exams have been conducted on the demands of the students, because over 17 lakh candidates have downloaded their admit cards for the engineering and medical exams so far. So this itself depicts that the students want to give the exams and they believe in the fact that life must go on. And importantly, what I want to mention is that 95,000 NEET aspirants and 6.62 lakh JEE aspirants opted for a change in their examination center. And you know, the NTA has been very positively reciprocating to the students who wants a change in their examination center. And the total number of JEE centers have been raised from 570 to 660, because a lot of students had problems in terms of traveling and all of that. The NTA is trying their best to give the best to the students. And even the NEET...
So you're saying the authorities have been very accommodative. They've done everything to make these exams safe, secure for everyone, create a conducive environment to allow students to come and sit for these exams. Because a competitive exam is as much about one's emotional state as it is about knowledge and application. Though I will say that I did speak with a student from Kerala today who is in Kerala, and she has been given an exam center in Punjab. Her father works abroad. He's in, in Dubai. There's a mother at home with her who's going to have to fly with her to Punjab if she is to sit for the exam this year. So there are certainly some students, who will fall through the cracks. Let's go across to Dr. Ajay Kumar. He wears many hats. You've been a doctor, you are a former police officer, you've been a former, you are a politician. So you have sat for many exams, Ajay Kumar. You've actually sat for the NEET, right? And the UPSC, that means. But can you come in over here to what Seher is saying? Seher is saying that, you know, this is a very, an extremely difficult time for all students. And it's equally hard for everyone. Is this a level playing field for all students? Because we had... Harshal, who says that that's not true. Some students have it a lot harder than the others, and those are the ones who are saying postpone the exams for now.
Look, Sarah, one of the challenges for all these entrance exams is that people, especially those who come from, you know, the exam, at least the exams in India, whether it's the NEET or the JEE or the UPSC, is a great leveral in the sense that it gives opportunity for everyone from all backgrounds to compete. And there is no issue of where you come from, what's your father's job or how much you earn. But the way this government is conducting this exam, they have actually made sure that they make the competition by 80% or 70% or 60% lesser than what it would have been. And I've said that repeatedly earlier also. Take Bihar and Assam as an example. Data shows that Bihar and Assam contribute on 15 to 20% of students who get into the JEE and the NEET. Now, data needs to be checked, but that's what's saying across India. This is what the numbers were. Now, there's floods in Bihar, and there are two centers in Bihar. One is in Patna, one is in Gaya. So most of the people from all over Bihar have to travel over 300, 400 kilometers. How are they going to travel in Bihar? No buses are running. The private guys are going to ask 10,000 rupees. I mean, it's a nightmare. The parents are running for money. They are, most of them coming from very poor economic backgrounds. How are they going to find the way to even reach the place? The kids are going under a tremendous amount of stress. Nobody's saying cancel the exam. First question. Nobody said cancel. Everybody said no question of 0 year. Postpone the exams. That was the demand, which is reasonable demand. And it should have been entered in because... I have, now this is my personal view, I definitely believe that there's some of these bigger political people and the bureaucrats thinking, hey, how do I ensure that we wipe out 80% of the kids who are getting into it and make it easier? There may be some vested interest of some kids, father's children, you know, some powerful people's kids giving these exams, because I'm not able to wrap my head around this nonsense. Then why is the government being stubborn only on this exam? Why can't they postpone? Nobody said 0 year. Nobody said 0 year. My feeling, being in the government, I've worked in the government, I've been in, as a political person, obviously there is a great deal of interest on somebody pushing this agenda. Whether the minister, Mr. Pokhriyal, I mean, I heard him, so sorry to say, I can't figure out what he was trying to say.
Brought up these issues, making it political. Many would say that, or some have said, that it's only opposition states that are opposing this. There's six opposition states that, you know, they'll say that in Punjab, the chief minister was pushing for liquor stores to open, but at the same time, they're opposing students to go for exams. Of course, I know that liquor stores are a huge source of revenue for the government. So there's an answer even to that, that Rahul Gandhi, the Congress, is opposing the exams, but in Rajasthan, they've held their own civil services exams. A quick response before I go across to Mr. Deshartha Nigam.
No, so the issue, Sarah, is very simple. Is the majority of the children now downloading forms is the most. What will kids do? I mean, if you're not going to postpone the exam, either he's going to hitchhike, run, walk, try his best, his father is going to borrow and land up in the exam hall.
Yes.
I mean, obviously the children who are supposed, if you don't postpone it, he's you think he won't download it and won't give the exam? At least he'll give us a shot. Now,
that's a valid point. That is a valid point. Okay.
No, one second. And to reach the exam, I'll just finish with it. And to reach the exam, what kind of stress? I mean, when I gave my medical entrance exam, I was, 16, 17 years of age when the entrance exams happen. It's the selection happens all over India on 1 mark or 2 marks. Some of the kids are going to lose admission because of two marks in the multiple choice questions.
Correct.
And then you want to say that you're doing the stress on them? So 2 marks is what is good enough for you to lose a medical seat, at least in the All India ranking, 2 or 3 marks, whatever.
All right. And then you say that, look, stress is the part of life. You have to learn to deal with it even for exams. Deshartha Nigam, political analyst, joining us. The Supreme Court saying life must go on, even though they are holding virtual hearings, not appearing physically in court. Like I said, competitive exams is also about one's emotional state, not just about knowledge and application of that knowledge in the papers. As Mr. Kumar says, these exams are so competitive, a difference of 1 or 2 marks and your rank can go down by hundreds. Is it fair for Yogesh to conduct this exam right now? I don't know if you heard his story, but Yogesh, for example, has to sit for an exam at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He has to show up. What about the students who have to sit for the exam at 9 a.m.? Show up 2 hours before the exam, which means they are leaving their homes 4 hours before, let's say 3 a.m. in the morning, driving to the center and then sitting for their exam. Is this a level playing field?
See, let me tell you one thing. When I took my exams of this examination, I also have traveled long distances.
So we should hope things have changed for the better in those years, in the decades between when you took your exam and students are taking exams now. Ajay Kumar mentioned that there are only 2 centers in Bihar, I think that is the story. Why is it that in the middle of a pandemic is the first time we are raising the issue of why there are only 2 centers in Bihar when it comes to these supremely competitive exams? There should be more.
See, the fact is that is for Bihar government to answer, and it's the state government's responsibility to make all the arrangements for their students. And I am not a spokesperson for Bihar government. They have to see the number of the students and whether those centers are big, sprawling spaces, and can they accommodate or not. I don't have that specific information. Now, Supreme Court has considered all these arguments and they have said the life must go on. You also know this is not a period of lockdown, but unlockdown. It is a fourth phase, and the guidelines have also come about the unlockdown. This is about discipline, and this is not about enforceability. And therefore, since everything is open now, almost everything, people are going out and following COVID-appropriate behavior and doing their activities. So it is expected that Government of India, which they have assured that they have taken all the regular steps to ensure that safety and health of the student is taken care of, and majority of the students want to take, overwhelming majority want to take this examination. There are few.
This even as Parliament has yet to start.
Yes, they have made all arrangements, and the process of making Parliament COVID appropriate is going on at the same time. So once the government has given an assurance that by increasing the number of centers, relaxing the conditions of examination of 75% only, a 12th pass certificate is required. So many accommodation Government of India has done. And if the exam is twice already, they have been postponed, deferred. So doing it now will make the academic year zero. It will have a cascading effect. That means next year, twice the number of people will sit for the same number of seats. And people will then otherwise have to go to private expensive colleges to take admissions.
Okay, so there are practical realities on the ground. That's an important point. Let's go across to Kapil Gupta, CEO of neatprep.com. Mr. Gupta, you know both sides. You know what Mr. Nigam is talking about. There are practical realities on the ground. If you don't hold this exam this year, what are you going to do? You're going to have two batches graduating and both of them sitting for an already highly competitive exam. Lakhs sit for this exam. 10,000s, I think, make it through the JEE in the end. So where do you stand on this? Because, yes, the pandemic has turned the world upside down, but the reality is not everybody has been equally affected. Is this pandemic and the decision to hold the exams right now going to increase the divide between poorer students or students from poorer economic backgrounds? Are they going to, is it going to make it more of a challenge for them to crack these exams?
So, Sarah, thank you for this opportunity. I do want to say we help more than 1 lakh students prepare every week from our platform. Every week, 1 lakh students are studying from us. There was a girl today in my live session. She's getting 648 out of 720, which would mean that she would probably be amongst the toppers in Andhra Pradesh. She's from Kadapa, from where Jagan Mohan Reddy is. And she told us, and all of us in the live session, all the students who join us because Sunday we write mock tests, all of us were shocked. She said, "Sir, I'm going to skip the exam this year because my parents are not ready to let me go for the exam." Now, I don't know. My sense is it is possible that government is taking this hard stand right now, but they might say after the exam, NEET exam on 13th September, that you know what, a lot of students could not attend and we are going to give them another opportunity. And probably they are not saying that right now because it is possible that no one might show up. So it just seems the whole logic, I'm not able to understand it. This kid who was there from Hoshangabad, I worked in Hoshangabad, Narmada flows there and it has nasty floods.
Yes.
So there is a serious problem around here. This whole logic that exam year would go waste. Students are not asking for either cancellation or indefinite postponement.
They're just asking for a postponement. Okay. I want to bring in, I have two students waiting, so I just quickly want to go across to them. Udita Singh Roha joins us from Punjab. Udita, you heard Desh Ratan Nigam. He says that we're now a nation that's unlocked. We're in India Unlocked 4.0. Things have opened up. You say you've got an exam center which is in a containment zone. What would you say in response to Mr. Nigam?
Ma'am, I would just like to say one thing. The only students per center is actually logically possible because 16 lakh aspirants and there are only 3,843 centers, which gives a maths of 416 students per center. The promises that they are making to us are even feasible at the moment? That's our question. NTA held an exam of hotel management on August of 29, which had only 70,000 aspirants, and the SOPs were ludicrously futile in front of the whole nation. They made a mockery of it in front of us. And then they promise us that we are going to save your life and we'll give you an environment which will be safe from COVID. Secondly, the NTA conducts only NEET and JEE in 155 cities in the country where there are 4,000 cities. They have increased the center only in the same city. For example, a student is in Muzaffarnagar, they have to travel to Patna or Gaya, the distance will be same. So what's the use of increasing the centers if you have the same city?
Correct.
I am in Haryana, there are two centers in Faridabad and Gurgaon. They both are the cities which have the maximum cases of COVID in Haryana. Secondly, we are not only here to just say our problems, but we even have concrete solutions. Why don't the government take time? Because COVID is uncertain, but the methods which can be adopted to conduct the exams can be made more powerful if they increase the centers in different cities. Why they want to play with the life of 30 lakh students like this? There are grandparents in India. India have joint family. Even if there's a report given by WHO, even if the students or the children don't show symptoms of the COVID-19, they can still spread it. Also, there are approximately 80,000 cases daily in this country. And also stating that even if someone has symptoms of COVID, they can take medicine to suppress them.
All right. Thank you, Odita. You've summed it up perfectly for all the students. You've spoken very well for them. I want to quickly just ask you yes or no. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit for this exam or not? You have a few days. I have to wind up the show.
Ma'am, this is actually really important for my career right now. And my parents are still discussing what am I supposed to do right now. In one place, I have a career at the stake and other.
All right. Like I said, a horrible position for anybody to be in, to have to pick between the health of their own health and maybe the health of their loved ones, their parents, and their future careers. Also at a time when we know that the economy is doing badly, we know that the RBI has for the first time said that the GDP is going to go down, and we know that jobs are much harder to get. And right now, remember, for the third consecutive day, India has hit 77,000 fresh new cases. But thank you all for joining us on We the People, and best of luck for all of those of you who have to take those big decisions in the next 2 weeks.